As we were hearing earlier, rising concerns over the levels of the COVID-19 Delta variant in Northern Ireland have featured in those talks taking place at the British Irish Council in Fermanagh. The variant accounts for 1 in 5 new cases in Northern Ireland. Public health experts on this part of the island say it's only a matter of time before we're facing something similar. Cian McCormack has been investigating.
The fact is that of the new cases that are reported, about 20% of them are now thought to be Delta variant.
There's concern in Northern Ireland about the Delta variant.
And therefore we do need to keep a very close eye on that as it develops.
Here's its outgoing First Minister, Arlene Foster, yesterday.
The Delta variant is more transmissible, up to about 40 to 60%, and therefore we need to make sure that we continue to protect our citizens.
With 20% of new cases in Northern Ireland thought to be the Delta variant, there's concern south of the border too. That's because, as we've already seen during the pandemic, what happens in the north has an impact here. Infectious Diseases Professor Cliona Ní Cealaí.
We saw really clearly with what happened over Christmas the impact that variants spreading in the UK have here with a bit of time lag delay. So the Alpha or the Kent or the UK variant, we really saw the impact that had. It was more transmissible and it accounted for that massive surge we saw after Christmas. And I think what we're seeing now is another variant in the UK. And again, in the mainland UK, we have seen very rapid spread of this Delta variant or Indian variant, as it was called, where it's now the vast majority of new cases are Delta variant. And you can see that then spreading into Northern Ireland and presumably then will spread down here as well. So I would expect that we will be seeing further cases of the Delta variant here.
Dr. Dennis McCauley, chairman of the GP subcommittee of the IMO, is concerned too. His practice straddles the border in County Donegal.
It will cross the border. So if there is an outbreak in Northern Ireland, it is naturally a major concern. In certain areas across around the border, there's just natural movement on a daily basis for business, for family meetings and so forth. So I think there's just an assumption that if there is an outbreak in Northern Ireland, it's only a matter of time before it will actually spread here. So that's why I think the commentary recently by the British Medical Organisation and the Irish Medical Organisation about cooperation, particularly in public health, to suppress outbreaks and particularly variants is very pertinent now. I think that we can do visual things on the border, but those visual things will not work.
Figures from the National Virus Reference Laboratory puts the number of Delta variant cases in Ireland at 126. For Professor Emer Shelley, Dean of the Faculty of Public Health Medicine at the Royal College of Physicians of Ireland, it's important to keep those numbers low. And she says the Delta variant threat is not just from Northern Ireland.
We should certainly be concerned about that Delta variant. What's important really is to get as many people vaccinated as possible. We're doing very well on that. So if we can hold off on getting that Delta variant and having it increase in our population, then more people will be vaccinated and we will have greater protection and prevent onward transmission. So that's the race at the moment, really. We have so many interlinkages with the UK in terms of family, business, people transiting through it on their way to and from holidays and so on. I think the best thing we can do really is try to keep travel to the essential travel.
There are further potential impacts, according to Professor Cliona Ní Cealaí.
I think another thing that we're seeing from the UK is that it's spreading in children who are in school. I suppose luckily we're coming towards the end of the school year here, but it probably is time to think again about, school-aged children aren't vaccinated. It may be time to think again about mask use in primary and secondary schools because this variant seems to spread quite effectively in children.
Professor Cliona Ní Cealaí, ending that report from Cian McCormack, encouraging news this lunchtime, though, from the head of the HSE, Paul Reid, saying that 11 adult hospitals in the state now have no COVID-19 patients. And in relation to children's hospitals, Temple Street, Crumlin and Talla are also free of any COVID-19 patients.